going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers. Cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. One of the most persistent issues in human history is society's perception of an individual's physical appearance. From ancient Egypt, when Queen Nefertiti was thought to be the ideal standard of beauty, to today's movie stars, society's obsession with physical beauty keeps shifting according to popular culture of the time. In today's social media generation, every platform seems to be created with the purpose of showcasing the quote-unquote ideal face or body type. From television to movies and the literature we consume, we see a barrage of images of the supposedly perfect body. And these airbrushed, photoshopped beauties send most of us into a frenzy. Now, even though the negative effects of such images affect both young and old, it is no doubt that younger people are much more susceptible to having body image issues as a result of our society's obsession to look like an airbrushed magazine model or strutting movie star. The result has been an increase in cases of eating disorders and a great amount of cruelty and prejudice against people who do not fit into the mold. Many young men and women also say that pursuing the ideal body has led them to having low self-esteem and will most likely affect the other aspects of their life. Yet it is fact that not all human beings look alike. Both sexes come in different shapes and sizes. And understanding this for young people is often harder. But we can start by having a conversation. So, let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Personally, you have to see yourself as a person and how you'd want to be, because when you don't see yourself as you want and appreciate yourself.
I think girls are the most affected by body image.
Even boys nowadays, they want to look nice.
Sometimes people get worried when they see me getting fat.
When others tell you that maybe you are this, you are that, you tend to take what they say rather than how you see yourself.
Yeah, I've ever been worried about how I look. I think girls are the most affected by body image. Because I don't think boys are more into fashion. But if I find a girl, whenever I see that, maybe she want to go for it. And like boys, free. Most of the boys are carefree and like girls.
Gone are the days when maybe only girls were able to maybe to run up and down to look nice. Even boys nowadays, they want to look nice and maybe, attract the opposite sex. Because everybody wants to look nice. To dress well, to look very well. So I should say this is affecting both sides.
I don't necessarily feel worried because of the way I look. I just thank God that I look the way I look, because I feel there's maybe nothing more or less I can do. But sometimes people get worried when they see me getting fat. They talk of maybe that I can develop some health problems. This is the time that such people get worried. But as of me, I don't. I'm satisfied the way I am.
Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Hey, I was born this way. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way.
Thank you for joining us on Upfront on The Voice of America. On the show, we're talking about body image today. Generally, body image refers to a person's perception of the attractiveness of their own body and their own features. This concept of body image is used in popular culture all the time, in magazines, on television, in music videos, etc., but also numerous disciplines, including psychology, philosophy, use this reference of body image. So we're going to dig deeper tonight. Stay tuned.
It is said that a person's image is thought to be in part a product of their personal experiences, personality, and various social and cultural forces. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Noreen Ballas, a friend of the show, on some of the body image issues she's had to deal with or continues to deal with on a daily basis. Do you ever have body image issues?
Daily, hourly, secondly. Mm-hmm.
This seems so frequent.
It's just too frequent. It's part of my makeup now. And I'm not even joking, which is really pathetic. It's so sad, but it's so true. I am being 100% honest. That is always on my mind.
How you look.
Yeah.
But really, where you live in a village, so no, who cares how you look?
But you know what's really funny is even in the village it matters. Actually, I think it matters more because, you know,
how?
They have nothing else to do. So you kind of criticize each other and look at each other, you know.
But your standards are less than, say, your typical New Yorker.
Typical New Yorker.
Who
is fully
engrossed in consumption of popular media and in culture and stuff.
But that's where you're wrong, because popular media and all those, you know, bombardments are far more in smaller towns because we have nowhere else to look but the television.
That's
You know what I mean? So then when we go out, everyone's insecure because they're not, you know.
But you don't go out.
Well, if there's a social or something, or if there's some sort of, you know, family activity, or like something
like an apple picking ceremony.
Not apple picking, ice fishing. Okay,
ice fishing. My bad. Anyhow, so tell me about your body image issues. When do you start this? Like when you're like at what age?
12.
12 years old. That is so young.
Yeah.
And how do they manifest themselves?
They manifest themselves by other girls. I find that matters what you look like, how you dress. At that time, it was like music videos. Madonna was out at the time, you know, in the 80s.
She was the Lady Gaga of her time.
The Lady Gaga of her time, yeah, totally. So I think, and I didn't even know that it manifested itself until I reached high school and I realized that, you know, I had a bit of an eating disorder, which I found out years later that I had an eating disorder. I didn't know I had an eating disorder.
You just thought you were hungry all the time.
No. Or not, you know, being, you know, playing sports and not eating much, for example. Or if I felt like I ate too much, I would go and vomit. And my parents thought it was okay because they felt like that was funny that I would eat to the point that I didn't understand. So it kind of, it was confusing. And then once I left high school, it got worse in the work field.
Because
I was working and, you know, also going to university. So it became more, you know, invasive, but then,
well,
you know.
The eating disorder?
Yeah, it was, I would say it was, because I would say it was anorexia/bulimia combination. There would be times where I wouldn't eat for 2 days, and then if I knew that something was coming up where there would be a lot of activity, then I would eat something, and then most likely throw it up. So at times I would even survive on a chocolate bar a day.
On what?
Like one chocolate bar.
Really?
For the whole day.
Just because you knew that there was an outing that it was coming up over in the weekend.
Right, or like, no, something's coming up, or there's a meal, then I would, you know, vomit it kind of thing. Let's say if I had passed a dinner, I would go and vomit it. And this is all just so I can fit into a size 7.
But then you know you're not a size 7.
I'm not a size 7. I'm actually between a 9 and a 10 naturally. So I was below weight, like, you know, below my healthy weight. And then, you know, all those photos actually I destroyed because I looked much older for my age and I looked very sick at that time. But everyone said I look good in real life. So that's what's interesting. That's really what's
interesting.
So they
misled you into thinking everything was good.
No, people thought it was cool to be that thin. That's the thing, right? Because everyone was telling you, oh, you look great. You know, guys give you more attention. Even though I wasn't, that's not what I was going for. I felt like I had more power. If, you know, I had more respect. I had more, you know, when you're younger, you're looking for legitimacy. I think we're always looking for legitimacy. But as a younger person, you're kind of trying to figure out how can I be in control of my situation. So that was how I felt like I could control my situation.
Speaking of which, there's this new study that says that many young girls begin to worry about how they look before they even begin school.
You know, and that's pretty sad to me. Like, I believe it because now, if I had like all these, what are these kids? Like, you know, Miley Cyrus or Britney Spears and all those people that, you know, as a kid, I don't know how I would be today. I only had Madonna, for God's sakes. So imagine if I had all those kind of, influences on me. So, and it kind of creeps in. You don't even realize that it's happening. And now as an adult, because I have a personal, like, medical issue that's going on, that's causing me issues in terms of being able to...
Like imbalances and stuff?
Imbalances, okay. And also, like, you know, so it's kind of causing some issues for me in terms of weight, and it's a constant battle.
Like you battle weight gains and stuff?
Yes, I battle weight gains, and it's difficult, and it makes me depressed.
Okay.
Because at one point in your life, when you're a certain way, and you know what it feels like, and then you change. And I can say that I've been on extreme ends for both, and I can say one thing. I know people do treat you different when you are a bit, you know, heavier.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a positive response to it, not in terms of men, but in terms of woman to woman. I found I gained more female friends when I was bigger.
There's more empathy.
More empathy. I'm more approachable. I guess, you know, when you're also, I think there's this, a judgment that goes with a certain weight or how you handle yourself. But overall, though, I'm thinking personality matters. People say personality doesn't matter. It does. You can be the hottest thing, like the skinniest thing, but have no personality.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So this is one thing I've learned, is that, you know, what people need to focus on, and young girls is, and men, is the personality, building of the character. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. And I've established that intellectually, but... What's really ironic is that still today, like before you called me, I was thinking, I need to do a cleanse. I need to figure out how can we, you know, shed this weight, the winter weight. So, you know, it's kind of...
Because the summer is coming up, you need to look good.
Exactly. The summer is coming up, you need to look good.
But wait. I don't understand that, because given your religion, it's not like you're going to go skimpy. So,
no, but it's not about exposing your skin. It's about wearing clothes that, you know, kind of form-fitting. I can't cover myself in a big parka in the summertime. I would love to.
but now
everyone can see the bulges and all the, you know areas that you're uncomfortable with, right?
Okay.
So now you're in the open.
Tell us about that little story in Uganda where you had like a body issue story where it was a positive reinforcement for you, the first comment.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time in my life. Like, I was battling it at that point. And
on a couple of pounds.
Yeah, more than a couple of pounds. So I you know, basically rolled off the airplane, you know.
Literally.
I rolled like a ball onto, you know, Ugandan soil, and I'm waiting there thinking, you know, with my backpack, you know, with my pigtails, like I look like a, you know, just, you know, pudgy cheeks and everything, and I fall off there, and the cab driver, you know, he's like talking to me, and when he dropped me off, he goes, "You're so beautiful," and I almost like passed out right there, because I was like, I was actually thinking, is he talking to me? I was stunned.
You're like, who, me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
and I'm looking around.
You.
I'm thinking, okay. He goes, "You're so beautiful." And I'm like, I mean, he could have at that point even, like, you know, robbed me, and I wouldn't know.
Take everything.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa. And there I am with my belt so tight, you know, and I'm just, you know, adjusting myself. And I'm like, what in the world? Because I had, you know, my bag fell on the ground, and I was picking it up while he was telling me this. And then the whole time, the reinforcements in Uganda really helped me, funny enough, shed most of the weight.
So which of the sexes experiences more issues related to how they look? Is it boys or girls? I put it to my panel of young college students and recent graduates. In the studio with me is Vanessa Mbonu, Atlee Saliv, Kendra Trammell, and Kwame Ofori.
I think girls definitely have body image issues more than guys, because we're a lot more exposed to, I guess, criticism than guys are when it comes to body types, because there's so many different body types girls can be.
Guys are all the same?
Well, no, I think that, like, there are body issues for guys, but the body issues for women are, like, much more visible and much more prevalent just because of how women are sexualized in the media and portrayed in the media.
Do you believe that guys have less of body image issues than women?
you would be surprised the number of guys who actually do have body image issues. Of course, women are sexualized, like she said, and then we have a lot of the media going in on the women a lot. But then we have guys who, let me just, for lack of a better word, say, on the down low, have various body image issues so bad that it's like there's a standard society has given to them. If you don't have a six-pack, if you don't have great pecs, if you don't have great triceps.
Yeah, for women, I thought six-pack was for men.
I'm talking about men.
Oh, okay. Men. Oh,
my bad. Okay.
Yeah. If you don't have all these things, you don't fit in. So then it becomes a problem. Some people, you know, to me, growing up, going to the gym was to giving you, it was to help you gain some strength, like actually be strong and then, you know, live
to
a healthy life.
Right.
Yeah, be fit. But now people, recently I was talking to a friend and he was like, I go to the gym because I want to look good in my shirts. This is a huge body image issue going on right now. So, yes, the girls, but then there's this crazy download thing going on with the guys that has to be addressed.
Kendall.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with Kwame just because I think it goes both ways. You know, girls have body image issues and so do guys. I just think it's a matter of which one does society put more pressure on. And I think so, to an extent, that goes on the girls. Like, you're taught as a young age, you know, your mother gives you the all you need to know about your body book, and then you're supposed to read up on that, and you see, oh, so this is how I'm supposed to look, and
right.
then you don't look like that, you start to have some concerns.
So
and
we're referring to society like it's some sort of abstract thing there, but who does actually in society set the standards of how we should look?
I think just people in general, because I wouldn't want to blame the media, because I believe the media is a direct reflection of what society is. So we are the media, anyone. But like Kendall was saying, I think definitely there is body image issues in boys and girls. And I think it comes from like the opposite sex too. Because like as men, like as women, we have standards, but they're not like ridiculous. Like, there's only certain things guys have to be like.
They are crazy ridiculous.
I mean, we want you to be like attractive and like a certain height and stuff.
Right.
But guys will look at a full faced makeup Kim Kardashian and think that is natural. And it's like, she doesn't look like that. Like, they want you to be a certain height and have long hair, but they want the hair to be yours, but long at the same time. And then like a small waist, but like big, like. All these things don't come together. Like, you kind of have to pick and choose which one you
and
want.
And they wonder why it takes 4 hours for you to get ready.
Right.
Exactly. Is there more pressure right now in the social media age?
Yes.
And is there a certain uniformity? Because I'm thinking before Facebook and all these other social media platforms that different societies or different communities had their own way of looking. But now it feels like across the board, everybody wants to look the certain, you know, if you're a girl, you want to look like, I guess, the quintessentially, you know, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, like Western
right?
beauty.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You
want to
look exotic, but everyone's
but
going
not
to
too
look
exotic.
Exotic.
Yes,
the bar
guys
really
set
high
a
for you
very,
guys.
Very high bar.
So you feel
for
there's
girls.
A cartel of men who decide that women are supposed to look like this?
Yes, actually.
Do we see
because they don't. I think for guys, like, they just don't realize that a lot of those things aren't natural and aren't really attainable.
Right.
Like, there are very few women who come out looking like that naturally. And some of us don't have the funds to get it artificially.
I mean, I think some of them realize, though, that it's not a natural thing. But, I mean, you can't help when you see Kim Kardashian on TV and she looks like that. Like, yeah, you're going to want something to look like
but wait,
that.
But why does Kim Kardashian look perfect?
Firstly, Kim Kardashian is not the bar for beauty.
I mean, we're just using
her. Yes, you are just using her. I understand, but
have you seen her on
yeah.
Instagram?
Thank God for filters. Yes, it all boils down to this image. Like they were saying, a man would have, oh, I want a woman with. I'm a breast guy. I want a woman with huge breasts. When you come to the States, I talk to some of my white friends, quote unquote, and then they go like, oh, I want this slim and trim woman, not too busty.
I'm another woman that can take your spot, man. If I wrote you a symphony just to say how much you mean. If I told you you were beautiful, would you
Welcome back. This is Upfront, the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. And on the show today, we are talking about body image and body image issues. We are continuing our conversation with Vanessa Mbonu, Natalie Salif, Kendall Trammell, and Kwame Ofori right here in the studio with me. So, guys,
does anybody ever feel confident in the way they look? I will start with you.
You just took Natalie. It to the sensitive side.
and I don't want to put you on the spot, but everybody has their body image issues regardless of how they look.
I think that, like, for me, body image is sort of, like, it's, like, cyclical or, like, not cyclical, like, up and down. Like, most of the time I feel pretty good, but, like, obviously, like, there are times when everyone...
You have days.
Like, everyone is like, wow, I look awful. Like, this is the worst day ever. But, I mean, like, generally, I feel pretty good about myself.
I think I look great. Like, I don't know about you. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. Like, I, like, wake up in the morning and I feel pretty good. Like,
flawless.
I'm flawless. Because I think it's maybe because, like, I have, like, a Nigerian background and I grew up with a Nigerian mom. And, like, Nigerian moms put these things in your head, like, subtly from birth that, like, you know, you have to, like, look a certain way to, like, find that certain husband and whatnot, even when you're five. But, I mean, I've never really had body image issues just because I know that, like, women come in all different shapes and sizes. And, like, there is always someone who wants something different. Like, I think my standards and Kendall's standards and Natalie's standards are all going to be different for what we want in a guy. And it's the same from a guy's perspective. So, I mean, I think my best features are my collarbones. Like, I mean, who does not like collarbones?
Right.
But when I was younger, I did have not body image issues, but I was like 5'10" when I was in the sixth grade. And that's not very common.
You were the tallest.
I was taller than my teachers.
You're like 6'2" now, right?
No, I'm 6'1". But it seems all the tall guys always go for the short girls, sadly. But something I knew about that.
You are at an disadvantage?
Yes, because there's not that many tall guys.
You got to get into the NBA.
Yeah.
I think it's weird. If we're looking at Kendall now, Kendall doesn't have as many issues as she used to growing up, just because...
Kendall is referring to herself in third person, by
yes.
the way.
Because I'm a different person now, but back then...
But did you say your five-year-old self as related to now? No. Say maybe 2 years ago.
Definitely. Like, 2 years ago, like, high school, I would see, you know, how other people look, and I'd, like, say, hey, I want to look like that. Like, my friends are having guys come and approach them. Like, I want someone to approach me. Like, what do I need to do to get that? So you begin to compare yourself with others. And, I mean, I think that's a natural thing. People do that just naturally.
Subconsciously.
And then, you know, I was a really small girl back then, so I was like, maybe if I just, like, work out, I can build up all this muscle. And then I found, like, strength going to the gym, working out, and that was something that I really enjoyed doing for myself.
Right.
And so when I wake up...
It has nothing to do with anybody else.
Right. And that's where I really found, like, my confidence. Like, this is what I like. This is what I like when I look at myself, like, crunching, you know, doing whatever I need to do. And so, I mean, I think that's the difference is finding... what makes you you and what you like about yourself.
So it seems that we do, I know Kwame will get to you, but we go through these phases of development, and most of it is really psychological than it is physical.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, it was definitely, for my sister, I have a younger sibling, and when you look at us, like, we're very completely different body types. And so for her, like, she has, like, a completely different experience growing up than what I did, just because, you know, she experienced bullying because of her body type. You know, we have... different, like, relatives that treat us differently because of how she looks versus how I look. And, like, they try to politely make some suggestions to her, and she doesn't want to hear it. Like, right. She's very comfortable with who she is and her image. But it's also hard when you have other people trying to do things that they think is going to help you, but you don't want it.
So, Kwame, you know, let's get a male perspective in here. Do you, as a young man, did you ever... you know, feel at any point that, you know, how do you feel about yourself physically?
As a young Ghanaian man, I feel very comfortable
with issues.
In my skin. I mean, and I must say, if you are listening out there, all the women in the studio right now are looking very beautiful.
Yes,
very beautiful. Also, back to the question. Being an African man or being a Ghanaian man, there's not so much pressure put on the guys as much as the girls. For a guy, I'm the person the girl is trying to impress.
You
so
don't really need to do much.
I don't really need to do much. All I need to do is make sure I look good.
Smell good.
Yeah, smell good, dress good, you know, talk smooth, and that's it.
for a man like me, I really don't necessarily think I should waste my time on issues of the way I look, my image, so on and so forth. But for women, yes, so it's not equal. Most of the times when I look at my favorite actor looking good, I always try to look similar. But one other thing I do that makes me to come back to myself is there is never a copycat that is the right image of a person. Because no matter how much I copycat whatever maybe my favorite actor or my favorite singer is doing, I'll never be that person.
The media affect my body image more, especially when I'm reading maybe magazines that explains more about maybe about physical features, maybe about how somebody looks, about facial, what about this and that. These magazines, when I'm looking at pictures, maybe dressing even, so that even affect me because I'm saying like, how am I dressing? But look at this, it's nice. If you put it on this one, maybe I could look nice. Like maybe this other person who's in the magazine. So it really affects me, especially when I'm doing that.
The reality is that men are gauged upon intellect and women are gauged upon looks first. If she's good looking, intelligent, then she's got things going on. And if she's just good looking and nothing's coming out, like, oh, she's a bimbo, but at least she's hot. Like, at the end of the day, when you're doing a presentation, a woman knows that everyone's scanning her.
I don't know what she hesitates for, man. Hey, shot a cool as a fan on the new once again, but he still has fan from Peru to Japan. Listen, baby, I don't want to ruin your plan, but if you got a man, try to lose him if you can, because the girls worldwide throw their hands up high when they want to come and kick it with a stand-up guy.
Now, a recent report by the American Psychological Association found that a culture-wide sexualization of girls and women was contributing to increased female anxiety associated with body image. The women portrayed on these media are usually a prototype. It's slender, tall, shiny, glossy hair, etc., etc. The reality is that those women don't look like that themselves, because these things have been airbrushed to look like that. Breasts have been tweaked, waistlines have been tweaked, backsides have been tweaked. And so you need to know that that's not a real image. That's not a real image to aspire to. The problem is that we have boys, young boys and men looking at these images and thinking that this is the ideal, when in fact it's not a true ideal, it's been a created ideal. And so it's something that everyone needs to be aware of, that when you're looking at images like that in the media, those are not true images, and it's certainly not representative of how the majority of women actually look.
Nadia, let's just say here on the show that it is important for parents to start body image conversations with their children and talk about things like weight, skin color, and their perception of beauty at a young age. Kali Ejigu, an Ethiopian-American television personality here in Washington, D.C. Like many young women, she dealt with issues related to body image ever since she was a young teenager.
Well, body image issues are close to my heart because I grew up being overweight, mm-hmm. and had struggled with my weight and my image, and understanding what my self-worth was through what my body looked like. And it was a major struggle up until maybe freshman or sophomore year of college, where finally I recognized that my self-worth was not tied to the way my body looked. And further than that, I learned to deal with my issues in a more healthy way.
Pills and potions. Thank you very much for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Sam in Johannesburg, South Africa. We would also like to thank all our listeners who contributed to the show this time around. And if you have any questions or comments or want to contribute to the show in future, remember to send us an email at upfront@voanews.com. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, my handle is @upfrontafrica. Let's connect again next week, right here, same time. Goodbye.